Messi Franklin joins us on Sports Byline. She claimed 6 gold medals at the World Championships in Barcelona and became the winningest at the Worlds. And, of course, that comes on top of her success at the London Olympic Games, where she was one of the biggest stars with 4 goals and a bronze. And Missy, you said, "I still can't believe it happened." Has it sunk in yet for you?
Definitely not. You know, the year after the Olympics is always a very nerve-wracking year because there's so much that happens after the games with media and all these incredible things that you're able to do, and you kind of wonder where your swimming is at. And so my coach and I really tried to keep our training up through that entire year, through everything that we were doing. So definitely a little bit more nervous than normal at Barcelona. So I was so excited to be back on an international stage again, and I just had so much fun and was still can't really believe the results, but I was so happy.
One of the things I think that impresses most people is that when you were at the Olympic Games in London, you were a teenager in high school. You had that success there. Now you have success in the World Championships, but you've always been able to keep a good balance. How are you able to do that at such a young age?
You know, with all the support from my friends and family, I mean, I would not be here without them, and I couldn't do any of this without them, especially with school. It's really hard to manage all my schoolwork on top of my swimming, on top of my traveling, and then trying to have a social life somewhere in there and try and be a teenager. And so it was amazing just having all the help from my teachers at Regis. They were wonderful. I would give them months of my schedule so they knew when I was going, so they could give me work ahead of time. All my friends would get me notes from class. They would Skype me, and my parents have just been incredible with time management. And on top of all this, they always make sure I'm getting in my Missy time and always making sure I'm still doing things that every teenager should be doing.
You know, that's interesting. I've talked to other swimmers who started when you did at the age of 5, and they talk about where they hit a wall somewhere along the way or they get burned out. I hear that in tennis as well with the young prodigies and everything. I'm sure your family was probably the first safeguard against something like that happening. Did you face that at any time along the way, and what did they do to help you with that balance?
I really didn't. I never, ever really hit that wall where I just couldn't take anymore. There's definitely times, especially with swimming, where it can be a lot. It's very, very taxing, not only physically but mentally. I mean, all the early mornings and all the hours that you have to put in every single day for weeks and months at a time. I mean, we're a year-round sport, so we have like 3 to 4 weeks off out of the entire year. So it can definitely be a lot, and that's why my family and I put so much emphasis on all the other fun things outside of the pool as well. I absolutely love swimming more than anything, and there's nothing else I'd rather be doing. But when I do get really tired and I'm exhausted, my friends and I will have a sleepover, or we'll go out and see a movie, or go bowling, or just do everything that like you'd expect a normal teenager to do. And we really wanted all those experiences, because I think if you miss out on those, you kind of start to resent your sport or whatever you're doing, because you feel like that's the reason why you're not able to experience these fun things. And so we really made sure I was doing those and experiencing them, so swimming wasn't taking away from my life. It was enhancing it.
One of the things that I think also was helpful is that you did not have overbearing parents. I think all of us know the that when some kids get into sports, the parents become, you know, that's an extension for the parents in some way. And I think part of the reason is the fact that your dad was a professional football player, played Canadian football and everything. So he had a perspective on what it takes to be a successful athlete. Did that help fundamentally for you as you moved along the way in swimming?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like you said, my dad played for the Canadian Football League right before he got injured, and then he couldn't play anymore. But both my parents, my mom is a doctor, they know what it takes to accomplish your dreams, and they know what it takes and the hard work to get there. And I never, not once growing up, had to ever tell them to back off. Every single day it would always be, "Do you want to go to the pool?" Like, and I would always, like, without a doubt, I would be the ones dragging my parents to the pool. And, like, even these past couple years, like, I'd wake up for morning workout, and my mom would come in, and she'd be like, "Do you really want to go? Like, you can just go back to bed." And I'd always be like, "No, Mom, like, I know this is going to make me better. I really want to go." But they have never pushed me. They have never put pressure on me. And it has just been the most amazing feeling in the world, knowing that I have my parents' support every single time I step behind the block, no matter what happens. And it breaks my heart when I see parents that can sometimes be overbearing, whether they realize they're doing it or not. because sports have so much to teach us, and we have so much to learn from them. I mean, swimming has taught me life lessons, and I feel like that's something we really need to experience on our own and while we're enjoying the sport, and kind of let it teach us what it can.
Let me share with you a story that I think you will appreciate being as young as you are. I was interviewing Monica Seles after I'd done a television tennis match. She had won the event. She was 16 years old. And I asked her, I said, what are your goals for this year? And she looked at me, Missy, and she said, to get my driver's license.
Yeah.
Now, I say that as a prelude to the fact, is there a benefit with being successful at a young age where you're almost oblivious to the pressures and the things around you, like you have been, and being able to perform that way? I think that there's a lot of pressure that's taken off when you are just young and doing the one thing you love to do.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I think that being young does add something to it. It definitely helps. And I don't think it makes us oblivious to it, but it teaches us how to handle it at a young age, which we can then carry with us for hopefully our many years ahead in our career, in our sport. So it's been amazing, and it's been hard at the same time dealing with some of the things we've had to deal with at this young age. But that's why I have the most incredible support system in the world, and that's what my parents and my coaches and my teammates are here for, is to help me kind of figure out how to handle that. And at the same time, you're right, we're young, we love what we're doing, we're having fun with it. And I think when we experience it like that, that's something we always carry with us. So I hope even when I'm 25 and swimming, I still feel exactly the same way that I do now.
Do you have a tangible example of something that you didn't quite grasp or understand as you were coming along in swimming, and it was the experience of either good friends or particularly your parents that helped you understand better and move on?
I think the most important thing I've learned is how much of a learning experience this whole journey is. I mean, when you go to a big meet and you make a mistake, instead of, you know, just totally getting upset about it and really letting it throw you off, you have to learn from it. I mean, that's why we do what we do, is to learn and to get better. And that's why I love swimming so much, is because I never think I will know it all. I don't think anyone in the sport of swimming has ever known it all. There is always so much to learn from this sport. And so every single time I go to a meet, I learn something new, and I become a better swimmer, and I become a better athlete because of the experiences that I've had there. So it's really helped me when I have made mistakes, or I've, you know, done something wrong, instead of getting upset about it, looking at it and saying, okay, how can I take this and learn from it so it won't happen again and so I can be better?
I'm going to make an observation here, and if I'm wrong about this, Missy, please feel free to correct me. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things that you really like about swimming is the fact that it's an individual sport, so you're going to get out of it what you put into it, whereas in the other sports like basketball and maybe soccer and everything, that is a team effort. Do you really relish the individuality of swimming?
Actually, to be honest, I relish the team sport of swimming. I mean, I absolutely see where you're coming from, and that is one of the incredible things about swimming, is once you get up behind the block, it is, you know, your race, it's your time, and you have to go out there, and the work that you've put in is what you're going to get out of it. But at the same time, the team aspect is absolutely incredible, and that's what a lot of people don't understand about swimming, and especially when it comes to high school or college. Even if you're not swimming, you know, with a teammate on a relay, if you're still doing an individual event, you have 25, 26 girls standing on the side cheering like crazy for you. And you're getting those points for your teammates, for that team score. And so even though it is you, your teammates are what motivate you and what push you. And relays are my absolute favorite thing in the entire world, because you get up there and you're not alone. You have three girls with you, and you just go out there and put everything you have into the water. And it's the best feeling in the world when you, if you win, or just even doing your best, because you know you didn't just do it for yourself. You did it for your team.
You know, I know exactly what you mean, because I've talked to professional ball players, say the bullpen, and they say that when one player has come in and done a great job, that the next player feels that when I get called, I'm going to go out there and do a good job as well. And I suppose it's the same thing in swimming, if you're swimming on a relay event or on the team as a whole.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that team aspect, you can't beat it. I mean, it's the best feeling in the world, because it's not just you that you've done it for. It's all these girls or all your teammates that mean so much to you. I mean, I am so excited to get to Berkeley and swim for the college team there, because I know we're going to go through everything together, and I'm just so excited to have that experience.
Missy Franklin is with us. Of course, Missy claimed 6 golds at the World Championships in Barcelona and became the winningest swimmer at the Worlds. And that comes on top of her success at the London Olympics, where she was one of the biggest stars with 4 golds and a bronze. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline.